Hello, Gia.
Keisha. I
Hi.
have a feeling this is going to go poorly. I don't
You
know.
know, I know. It really does feel like the gods are saying, let's shut these idiots down. You know, humanity has suffered enough for crying out loud. But
Possible, but I feel like I'm uplifted by this response to the t-shirt thing and
yes, it's been very nice.
the nice people that have written and it's been very, it's great. I feel like we've
It
got
is.
friends, so
We
cool.
do have friends out there, so that's very lovely
It's
because,
not just us alone on an island.
I know. God, imagine if it were just us alone on an island. That would be like
Ah,
extreme survivor
the
or not.
arguments, the
I'd be
ongoing
hurling
arguments.
myself into the ocean or
That would
into
be,
a volcano.
it would be I don't know, Lord of the Flies, like, but with some really stupid twist to it, like,
Imagine us just sitting
that book
on like
haunted me.
I know, me too. I know, but
That and a
imagine how
separate
much we
people.
would the image of us like sitting on a log in like soiled bikinis.
Soiled bikinis. Because what? Because we were actually wearing bikinis in the first place? I don't think so.
I
Like,
think the lady fish
yeah.
are required to wear bikinis on Survivor.
Oh, Survivor. Yeah. Oh, geez. I may be
It would
sorry,
be,
but
would the ratings be better because it would be such a
don't
weird
know.
little experiment, or worse because it
We
just
can make a
wouldn't
certain
be?
segment of the population feel better about themselves,
Yeah, we
maybe.
sure could. We sure could. And
I
maybe
don't
that's
know.
what we're here for.
It could be because
Could be.
I am so stupid and
Well, you were telling me before we hit record about your latest
And
diagnosis.
this will make you feel good because it's like it's about plants. And it's about how stupid I am. Like I'm here, I am like walking around like I'm the queen of plants,
Yeah, you
and
are. And it's un insufferable.
Well, I'm suffering now.
Okay, all right.
So I had this big planter outside, big old thing, big planter, and it was not the plant, and it was not doing well. It was an arrowhead plant. I don't know what its real name is, but anyway, it's a very common house plant, but it's outside and it's too sunny. I don't have enough shade for it, and I'm like, well, you are underperforming. I want you out. And it was one of those whims, wicked hot day. I'm just sweating, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna just pull it out of here. And it was really in there, and I'm like, God, and it's huge. It's this monster. And I'm like, well, maybe if I give it a haircut first, I'll be able to get to the root ball without, struggling through all the leaves.
Could you please not use expressions like root ball for the duration of this story?
If you don't ever say intimate again in your
Well,
life,
it sounds like
maybe.
you were getting intimate with a root ball.
I did. So I have scissors and I'm just like, hacking away at this thing. And I like, without a thought to possible poisons. Although I did know, like, because I have a cat, I did know that these are not, that ingested, that it was poisonous. But I wasn't thinking.
You
And
weren't eating it, were you?
I was not eating it, but my arms are just have broken out in this insane, hopefully not monkeypox like rash. And yeah, and like a few spots on my legs, like the inside of my arms, because I was like hacking and piling all these leaves into a bag, stuffing them. And oh my God. And it's like a poison ivy thing.
So was there poison ivy mixed in with this other plant, or do you think it was
No, the
plant
plant itself
itself
is, yeah, because
was
I looked it up and it's in
it's
the list
like
of like one of
it,
the five most
oh,
poisonous,
okay.
I'm like, oh great. It's the same chemical in it. It's called like urushiol or something. Same as what is in poison ivy and poison oak and poison sumac and
I
but
see. I see.
but I'd
Well,
never given it a thought because I've deadheaded plenty of plants and not
oh, sure.
You pull off a dead leaf here, there. I've never had a reaction mm-hmm. like this, but mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. it's killing me. I'm back on the Benadryl because I can't sleep. I mean,
oh boy, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm to the point where I probably ought to put socks on my hands at night, my arms, so that I don't
like scratch yourself to death in your sleep.
Yes, uh-huh. yes. Uh-huh. And sometimes I'll like scratch around it, just pretending. Sure. I'm like, no, I'm not sure. scratching it. I'm just. Sure.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And it could take 2 to 3 weeks to run its course, according to Google.
The egg told you 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, not even the egg, just the phone.
You went straight up Google. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how stupid is that? Self-inflicted. And
I know you expect me to be gloating here or laughing at your suffering, but in a strange sort of cosmic balance, Gia, I too have poison ivy.
Right now you do?
I do. It emerged on my arm a couple nights ago, and you know that I really only sit on my ass, so I wasn't like,
you weren't out there weeding something.
No, God, no, no.
But one of your animals could have.
One of my animals, my little kitty, yep. And I picked him up, like, right when I was going to bed in that arm, and now I've got poison ivy. So, yeah, and I relate. I've been itching it and around it.
When you were a kid, did you, like, when you had a bad mosquito bite, did you used to, like, take your fingernail and put the X in
it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Well, like, actually, I didn't have fingernails, but, yeah, I would.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I
don't know if that's another issue. Well, anyway, isn't that weird? Okay, kindred spirit. So.
Yeah, I know, man. Tell ya. Yeah, it's weird.
I think it's starting to run its course, but. I was like, oh my God, I might have to go get like a shot of cortisone or something or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I was wondering, do they do steroids or something?
I think so, something like that. When I was a kid, I had to do that one time.
I have some steroids left from one of my dog who had something going on. You want me to send them down to you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just start taking random animal stuff. You got any horse tranquilizers or anything?
I might. I'll take a look around. Oh, geez. Yeah. But anyway.
That's kind of you to not gloat over that.
No. And it sounds like you were probably much more exposed than I was.
So oh, I was right the hell in that thing.
That's got to be terrible.
I was like. And now I feel like the plant is laughing at me. Like, yeah, take me out of the pot, will you?
Well,
you know.
And the lady whose plant you wanted to steal, I bet she's laughing at you also. She was probably looking through her little.
She didn't see it. I was on the back side of the house, so she didn't see it.
Oh, I bet they all talk about you, the neighbors.
They might.
She talks to this egg in her house.
Yeah, they might. They probably hear it.
You should hear the stupid question she asks that poor egg.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should talk about General Hospital.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Gia. Yeah, we did have a couple of wild stuff that was unexpected.
Yeah, I know. There was like blackmail and cleavage and heavy eye makeup and
I almost feel like the writers took notes from when we've said how much we would like to be surprised, you know.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, there was some good stuff going on.
Yeah, where do you want to start with Molly's eyeshadow?
Yeah, okay, well thank you for just going right there, because I just want to say that she is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
She's quite lovely, yes.
Like, stunningly beautiful. Like, I think anybody would turn around and look at her, like, just men, women, anybody. Mm-hmm. But the eye makeup today, it was like...
It's almost like gothic, sort of.
Yeah, gothic or prostitutional or...
Horish.
It just seemed like... Is that your daytime look for?
I don't know, but it seems like she tries so hard to be authentic, you know, and sort of a woman of the earth and people. I don't know. It just seems like it's a bit contradictory.
It seemed out of character with that. Yeah. Yeah. And certainly she doesn't need that degree of makeup. I don't know. I just, it seemed like it was a noticeable amount of makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this as one who like, just like, you know, women should be able to do whatever the hell they want. But as far as the character went, it wasn't in keeping with.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was good to see her back. We haven't seen her in a million years.
Yeah.
And where's Christina on that note? Like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought she was, it's weird how she'll show up for an episode randomly, you know?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know what that's about, but hopefully. Hopefully she'll be back sometime.
I wish they'd bring us up about which characters they could cut and which they can bring back.
We'd have plenty of input there, sure.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be, who are we supposed to be nice about? One of the t-shirt people said.
I feel bad. They want us to lighten up on Cody, but I'm not sure I can.
Cody. Was it on Cody or on Drew?
Oh, it was Drew. That was right. We were going to go harder on Cody and try not to go as hard. But I can't lighten up on Drew. I can't stand Drew. And his shirt seemed like small today.
our shallow nature just really shines through sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, it's like, come hell or high water, they want Drew and Carly to be a couple. And,
I can't support that. It doesn't feel, I almost feel like Carly's being like forced into something, you know?
Yeah, she's doing kind of this nervous laughter and I don't know.
Like she feels like she should be ready and this all, it sort of makes sense on paper, I guess, but you know, in reality.
Yeah.
She's supposedly like a strong, independent woman. So it seems like, why not just let this be the summer of Carly, you know?
I like the ring of that, the summer of Carly. Yeah, should be. Like, let her be for a while. Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, rather than mourning the loss of the Metro Court, she could really like embark on something exciting and new, I guess, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let her work on her self and her whatever she's going to do for her next business enterprise. And she doesn't need a dude at this point. Not that dude, anyway.
And I still feel like in all of these conversations that are supposedly about, like, Quartermains or whatever, I still can't figure out, like, how he fits in. You know, I have to kind of, like, tell myself.
He is
part of the family.
He's part of the family. Yeah. And again, I know I've said this before. This person is going to be like, you did not lay off on Drew.
Sorry.
We like doubled down.
But, you know, we kept this in.
Family is so important to him. But where is his daughter that he was writing her name on the wall all those years when he was in prison?
That was like, the only thing that kept him going.
With Scout, you know, where's Scout? Yeah. Well, that's our next campaign. Where's Scout? That'll be a good t-shirt. Where's Scout? And also Haggard, you know, and Christina. Let's see what else. Oh, well, we had big Esme stuff. Did you like the scene with her and the bartender? And
where she
was like, wowza, like criminally, like just going for it.
I can't imagine. Like kissing a guy ever who seems like
you better finish the sentence.
like she's clearly repulsed by him, right? And she's just like,
oh, come on, you've never been to a frat party or anything.
I can't imagine. I mean, I know she's got her reasons to like try to like, you know, get him a little bit distracted, but that just seems like, whoa, you know,
it was cracking me up because he obviously totally knows that's what she's doing, but they're still just like,
and he's still thinking, this is better than nothing.
Yeah. <You know>? Yeah, I like the seediness of the whole thing.
Oh, they have like an unusually high number of seedy guys on the show right now.
They really do. They should have their own little like support group, seedy guys.
I would like to see all of them in the steam room.
Yeah.
What's the, like, felty, like all hunched over and broken.
Dex. Yeah, felty Dex. And what is Cody, the guy's name?
Oz.
His name is Oz, yeah.
That's funny. And I'd throw Marshall in there, too, because he's just...
Yeah, have him go in there, too. But he wouldn't take his hat off. He'd still be sitting there.
No.
With a hat on, sweat dripping from underneath
it. Yeah, I liked how he was also, like, sort of counseling Portia on, like, family and how you never stop worrying about it. And it's just like, are you kidding me?
You know? You left him. How do you... Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's...
There was an inconsistency in that scene, too. He's offering to get her a drink, and she said something about that might help. Like, I was, like, yelling, you've got a full glass of wine already sitting in front of you.
Hello. Maybe she's not real wine.
Speaking of alcohol, I absolutely loved Ava today. I was, like, that's why she's, like, my spirit animal. She was, like, don't let me have 3 martinis. Like, I've so uttered these words to my husband. Like I'm going
to. Oh, poor Rory.
I know. Like, get between me and that third drink, please. And it would be so difficult. But
yeah,
I identified with that. So, so I liked that scene with Esme and Oz and, like, I don't know, I wasn't buying that he was a law student. It was like, make up your minds what you're doing.
Because no. Yeah, that was a little odd. Yeah.
Let's see, what
also,
else?
And also, like, Selena. Like,
oh, yeah, the Selena scene.
You know? It's like, come on. Curtis, you already knew, I thought, where he was. Or, I don't know, maybe he was in, like, a third location? Is that right? He wasn't...
I don't know.
A hotel.
I was distracted by the stitching on the upholstery in the car.
Oh, okay. I couldn't focus.
Yeah. I was like, what is that car? Because it has this handsome upholstery with the big stitching.
Yeah, that reminds me of a Zoom meeting I had at work the other day, and my coworker / supervisor was showing me a spreadsheet, and he's like, so what do you think? And I was like, to be honest, I'm very distracted by the green in one column, because there were like these different shades of green, and it looked.
And you thought, I can repaint all my walls that green.
It kind of looked like tissue paper or something, and he was kind of silent. Like, you know, oh wow.
Another instance where you shouldn't have let your random thoughts out.
I know. Oh, what are you gonna do? It's hot, you know, but anyway, I don't know what kind of car that was, but it also seemed like, what? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it seemed like they had quite a few scenes in like unusual light, like outside and in that car and, kind of making it, shaking it up a little bit.
Definitely mixing it up. But it seemed like if Selena could lead Curtis to Oz, then they would also know that Esme was there. I don't know. It just seemed like.
I didn't make that connection. I don't know. You're being very logical and having it make sense.
It's just annoying. I feel like Curtis, like we've just seen him be like sort of completely helpless in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
For like this crafty PI that he was supposed to be in.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like he would be much more decisive and like it's about Trina and he knows the clock is ticking and he's just kind of like pussyfooting around. I don't know.
Yeah, you're pussyfooting, mister.
Don't do that again. Oh, boy. But, okay, getting back to Ava, I think... Right now, Ava seems like sort of the one, like the most solid character in a way, you know, like still
in that little circle she's running around in. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's kind of still true to herself, you know, and
they sacrifice Nicholas to the plot. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we can redeem him.
It's going to be hard, isn't it?
Yeah. But, and it's funny to me that Esme is still kind of acting. Like, she's acting with Nicholas. She's not just flat out saying, like, look, get me this whatever internship back, or I'm telling Ava. You know, she's still doing all the like little
slutty teenager.
I can't decide if she's sexy or not. I mean, I'm not a judge of that.
So. I don't.
I find the outfits odd.
Very odd.
Like, although I guess the high jeans, are those kind of back or something?
I don't know. Like, it seems like maybe she's dressing in the dark. I don't know. But
is that wrong?
Well, it doesn't make any difference here, but I feel like someone like her, maybe it could.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did we have? Oh, well, we had the big mobster scene with Sonny and Dex beating the crap out of Felty. I was like, wow. Like, I feel like that may have been the most actual physical violence. I mean, we've had shootouts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I don't recall an actual laying on of hands for some time.
Right. And definitely Sonny hasn't been that close. Where, you know.
I liked it.
I knew you would. It's another one of these situations where, like, it's all like the angles are all off, right? Like they're in a stairwell and everything. And like when you see Joss, she's at this.
Yeah, that was so. That was the most unexpected thing.
Yeah. And obviously, that's why Sonny typically is not involved in these things, because he doesn't want to get caught, right?
Right.
And so it's a weird sort of carelessness on his part, I would say.
Huh, yeah. The mob must hate the fact that everybody can walk around with their phones and, like, you know.
I know, that probably does really
make life a lot more difficult.
Yeah. A moment of silence for the mob.
I was shocked that they really beat Felty up like that.
Poor Felty.
And nobody seems to. Nobody's calling the, like, ambulance or anything. They're having these conversations, and the guy has not, like, nobody's checked if he's breathing.
Yeah, obviously, Josh doesn't really care about the actual crime.
No, he's just
kinda
getting
like Dex said, you know, he's like.
Yeah. And now, somebody's going to write in and say, stop picking on Dex now, but I'm not picking on him. I'm just wondering, did you notice in the scene where they were, you know, cutting back and forth between Dex and Joss, that their eyebrows were kind of the same, like, someone has over-groomed his eyebrows.
I know you've said that before, and I, for some reason,
you look?
I still
didn't listen to me at all.
What was I focusing on? I don't know.
I'm wondering now if this whole, like, my going silent is actually, you've got some button there where you just silent.
a mute button. No, Gia, of course not. I would never do that to you. But okay. I'm sorry, I haven't noticed his eyebrows. Do you think they're like, were they like Joss's? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. They have like this perfect arch. It just looks like somebody's kind of groomed them.
Maybe the makeup person is doing all the eyebrows.
Yeah. Like, I kind of like wish mine signature. Looked like hers.
Maybe that's their signature.
The signature eyebrow. I need to go have mine done like that. But I'm thinking for a dude that's supposed to be a tough guy to look, you know, kind of groomed like that is a little weird.
Yeah.
But he kind of creeps me out.
Me too, because you really don't know, like, if he's true to or loyal to anybody, you know?
No, I'm guessing not, if you're going to be a double agent like that.
Right. And if you're willing to just, like, beat a poor little fella like Felty.
Poor little Felty, yeah.
Aw, Felty.
Yeah, but so... Did he get killed, and did the Oz guy get killed in today's episode? We don't really know.
We don't know. We do not know.
We're assuming Felty's probably just going to be hurting, but...
Would you think that knowing that this was to help Sasha, that would be enough for Joss to just kind of, like, forgive it? Or is she still going to... I mean, I don't know.
If she erased, she deleted it.
She deleted it, but does she still, like, you know, unsee it, basically, because she feels like it was sort of justified.
Yeah.
you know.
I almost said erased it. She erased it. Like, that's how old I am. Like, please be kind. Rewind. You know, like that kind of.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
I'm always trying to explain to my dad, he wants to instantly delete emails and things, and so he's always losing stuff. And I'm trying to explain to him, like, you know, it's like, it's not really like space. Like, they're not really taking up space so much as you're thinking, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, he wants to delete text. Like, how do I delete text? I'm like, you really don't need to, because the next time I text you, the new text will come in and you'll see that one. You don't need to worry about the old, you know.
Yeah.
I don't. But it's
maybe somebody's sexting him or something.
Oh, yuck. Thanks for taking it there.
Well, I'm sorry, but God. You don't know. Just making assumptions.
Yeah, I guess I am. But yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yucky. Ugh. I'm okay, say something else fast.
God. Okay, well, Joss, I'm curious what Michael's going to hear about this incident. You know?
Yeah. I thought that Dex was on the verge of saying, I'm working for Michael.
Yeah, and he's probably trying to figure out the best way to play it, you know? And now he knows Joss is kind of, like, easy to manipulate, basically.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and what is she doing jogging around in some dangerous... Oh, well, she said she followed him, I guess, right?
Sunny. So, I didn't think she was as vengeful as Michael.
No, I guess it's...
I mean, maybe that's not why she set out, you know, after him, but she certainly...
They hadn't shown her being that way up till this point, but... Yeah.
Plus, she's all fired up from just being a hostile witness, so, you know.
The hostile witness, yeah.
Has to, like, go after somebody, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do we have? What else occurred? We had a lot of baby announcing. Baby announcing. We have a high white blood cell count. We don't know what that's about.
No, when are we going to know what that's about? Were there more tests that they were waiting on? Or
I don't remember if they did more tests already or what the scoop was.
Is it all like up to TJ now, or has he referred her to someone?
A legit full-fledged doctor at this point? Like,
it seems like he ought to have somebody kind of like
overseeing this a little bit.
Yeah, signing off on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like my doctor situation, because I have, like, you know, these little Doogie Howsers that are being trained.
Yeah,
you know,
well, probably all the old doctors don't want to deal with you anymore.
They really don't. Yeah, but they have overseers. That's the point I was going to make.
Right.
Is that they,
right.
Like, they're supposed to call them in when they're, you know. Wait till they get a load of this poison, whatever I got on my arms.
Do you think you're going to show it to him? You think you're going to go?
I don't know. If I, if I run out of Benadryl and just can't sleep anymore, I might.
Okay. You're not just going to buy some more Benadryl?
That seems drastic. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. What if you had a coupon?
Oh boy. Anyway, I feel like, TJ, why TJ? And they play fast and loose with the doctors all the time. Like, they'll be,
they really,
you know,
do
OBGYN, and they'll be seeing the, like, ambulance victim that just came in or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who we haven't talked about, speaking of doctors, is Britt.
Britt. Yeah. Oh, and Austin. Yeah, there was
with
a bunch
Austin.
Of stuff.
Yeah. And what's up with, like, wasn't she wearing a red dress?
She sure was. I guess she decided to change before she
went back.
But it
was the exact same dress, but it was black.
Maybe they got a whole, like, boatload of the same dress.
I know that I've watched, you know, Oprah's or whatever, and they advise against, like, you know, when you find something you like, don't just buy 7 of them just to wear them every day of the week, you know.
They do advise against that?
They advise against that. I'm not sure why. Because I tend to do that. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I'll get overalls for every day of the week. You know?
Yeah. Well, in your case, I would understand why they might advise.
That's okay. Anyway, I thought odd that she switched to a different color to go out when she was perfectly fine in the red one.
She was fine. I thought she was great in the black one, though.
She's got a rockin' bod, so she can wear whatever.
Yeah. You know,
what did you think of the scene with she and Austin?
Well, I liked that. It did remind me that, you know, those two do have a nice sort of way about them with the bantering, you know, and stuff. And Maxie and Austin have that too, but I was feeling like she's talking to Spinelli that, Maxie's not going to, she and Austin shouldn't be together for some reason. I just kind of suddenly felt like,
it's like it's belabored or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm wondering.
Sorry, go ahead.
Like, the guy that Austin, you know, the guy that's like telling him time's up. I was like, oh no, is he romancing Maxie on somebody's orders? And how horrible will that be?
I throw that guy in the steam room also.
Yes, right. Another sketchy dude.
Another sketchy. He seemed like he could be like a real violent sort of
bad guy.
An assassin kind of a guy. But I don't know why Austin's Pawtuck,
an assassin from Pawtuck.
Well, that's true. Maybe he's just from like the Park Service or something.
Parks and Rec,
because Austin was like a hiker, you know. Maybe he's supposed to be doing trail maintenance or something. And he's
I don't know what's going on there, but it's like it's taken too long, so I've sort of forgot.
And it feels like
it's
like so on a left field that
we
don't really have enough to work with there.
But I did like Austin and Britt and their conversation. Yeah. They just got a little. Something sparkly going on
and it seems like they both kind of have the same sort of wry world view, you know, kind of. They would be a fun couple, I think.
Maybe that's Spinelli and Maxie are gonna find
be
each
back
other
together
again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to shake him back into his old self or something.
Well, he's sort of bending himself into knots with his society setups or whatever, you know, like
so unbelievable. I don't know.
Yeah.
That whole
thing. I don't know why that has to be. Yeah.
Silliness.
Why he's playing it that way. Right.
Let's see. Oh, cleavage. We had cleavage. Anna.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was going to talk about Anna and Valentin. I liked they were having a pretty good conversation that seemed like, you know, that was like true Anna and Valentin kind of dialogue, you know, which we haven't had in a little while. And I liked when he said, you know, I like how you get me, you know, and it was kind of like heartbreaking, like knowing that this woman understands him so well and he's kind of dooming the relationship with the choices.
Yes,
he's
making. He is. Why won't he just tell people?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Maybe he just feels like, you know, that's taking a risk, you know, that he can't. But, you know.
I guess.
Yeah. But sad.
And then they're going to get it on. And there was an awkward moment where he, like, kissed her on the head first.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not sexy time, you know?
You know, people should really come to us if they want to know what sexy time looks like. We're both like itching our arms.
Let me just cover up this welt.
Oh God.
Anyway, I just thought it was probably like an awkward, unscripted moment where he kind of like missed, you know. maybe she put her head down at the last minute or something.
Maybe.
But I think she knows that he's still lying to her.
Oh,
but,
Interesting.
But yeah, they have good dialogue together, and so I don't know. Maybe they'll work it out eventually. But at the moment, it seems kind of doomed.
Yeah. I still don't understand why Valentin can't just kill Victor.
Right, if he's willing to kill Laura, almost.
almost. Yeah.
He's not good at killing people. Remember how they kept missing really not. Peter? They had Peter in their sight constantly, and they missed.
It was almost like they were working with Peter.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe he just knows that his killing is not his strength.
He just knows he'd hit somebody else if he was aiming at Victor. Poor Valentine.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a good scene. So I thought that today especially, but the last couple days were good. They shook a few things up.
Pretty lively. Yeah, one last thing. I thought that when Britt was kind of storming out on Cody, I thought she was kind of protesting too much, and that was disappointing to me. Like, I thought she should have just left. Like, not all the, the yelling and stuff, just like, this is a waste of time, If she really meant it, but it seemed like she was, I don't know.
It was all just like responding to the kid thing, not wanting to have kids, wanting to have kids. Did you notice that?
Poor Comet.
Poor Comet, yeah. On the Comet front, did you notice that when, why in the hell Michael and Willow were in the living room, the stable / family room or den or whatever it is? But did you notice that they were playing some tape of more than one horse nickering, and I'm like, you don't have any more horses in there,
God.
And Comet doesn't even make a noise. Like, that was just fake horsey noises.
Yeah, that's the saddest horse I've ever seen.
It is sad. And another inconsistency, why is the horse tied? So the horse is in a stall.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. He's in a stall. It's his own stall. Well, you don't leave a horse tied in a stall.
Okay.
You know? Uh-huh. If you go in to groom them or work with them or whatever, then you tie them, so they don't move around on you. But if he's just in the stall for the night or the day or whatever, you don't leave him tied there with their halter on and everything. Like, that's kind of mean.
It is mean. Maybe they just don't want him going into the living room.
And you could never see, is there a little stall door closed in front of him or not?
It didn't look like it. There was a moment where you could see the whole horse, and there was nothing between him and the living room.
It's nothing between me and my Calvin.
I don't know why they're doing this to us. I mean, I realize it's fun for them to torture you with the whole, English Western thing.
And there was another, I don't remember if it was today or not, but there was a a ladder or something with folded blankets. Did you notice that?
No.
You didn't notice it. Well, anyway, they were all sort of again with the Southwestern patterns.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay,
That's going to drive me insane.
Oh, Gia. Maybe they're trying to sabotage our podcast. They're sort of gaslighting you.
Maybe they're looking at what is the Robert Redford catalog you look at on airplanes?
Oh, sometimes. Sundance. Yeah. Everything's so
expensive. Yeah, it's maybe we'll make it look like Sundance Ranch or something like that. But they're English saddles. I don't know who the Quartermains are before you set up the barn,
Yeah, you should write a letter to them.
Maybe. Do I have an address? Is there a place I could write?
I'll find one for you. Yeah.
Let's do it. And then we'll see if I get a response.
Oh, that. And then we can read it on air.
Cease and desist.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe just get a life,
Circulate a petition around your neighborhood. There's probably other people that watch Hospital who are just as upset by this.
I don't know. When I've mentioned that my podcast, there's nobody's biting.
Nobody's lit up.
Are you going to mention the t-shirt thing again?
I'll briefly mention that
we waited till the end again. Everybody's gone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's true. Yeah. But if anybody's bless your heart. And if you're still interested in a t-shirt, we do have a few more. So you can email us at atabletheTano@gmail.com. No punctuation in atabletheTano. Just drop us a line and then we'll get shirt size and color sorted out once we hear from you. Okay. We would love to send out a few more t-shirts.
Yeah, it's been fun and getting to know people a little
it
bit.
Sure has.
It sure has.
Oh, dear.
All right, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
Going on a bit here.
Okay. Sure. All right, Gia. Well, I hope your welts start to recede.
Yeah, I hope yours begin to cease and desist as well. Yeah, aren't we a couple of idiots, huh? Well, I am.
Yeah, no, we are. We are.
Okay.
It's both of us.
Calamine, take me away.
Try toothpaste also. That helps.
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, Gia.
Okay, Keish, you have a lovely night, and we'll talk in a few days.
Okay, yeah, you too. Say hi to Rory.
Okay, see ya. Okay.